We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Grand Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Brad Bigs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the Score Hotline, which, of course, is powered by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Bears got a GM. Bears got a GM. Guy named Ryan P., who spent multiple years with one organization. Sound familiar?
Yeah. I mean, you could make that connection, but they got a different guy. And I think I mentioned it yesterday morning when I was on the air with you guys. He's been exposed to and worked with, I think, a lot more people than Ryan Pace, even though they're similar situations in terms of Pace had been in New Orleans for, I want to say it was about 15 years or so. Ryan Poles has been in Kansas City, 12, 13 years. Almost the last decade for Pace was under Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton, right? And they had some other people come through there, but not a lot. And there's been a lot more turnover in Kansas City in terms of people that Ryan Poles has worked with in the front office, going back to Scott Pioli, Phil Emery, John Dorsey was there as the general manager. Ray Farmer was in the front office there, left to become the GM of the Browns. Obviously, Brett Veach, the GM now. And then on the coaching side, just a ton of different people have been through. So he's been exposed to a lot of ideas, and hopefully that gives him a lot more experience than you otherwise might think stepping into this position at the age of 36.
So, Brad, we have heard the report that Ryan Poles wanted to take the job conditional on the fact that he could choose the next coach. It was going to be his decision. And we saw him interview Jim Caldwell already on the job for hours, and he's interviewing a head coaching candidate. Today he has two. Is he really going to be making the choice independent of everybody else in the room or who has been involved in this process? Should we believe that to be true?
Well, I mean, I don't see an owner of a team in the National Football League allowing the general manager to make a hire without running it by the owner, right? I mean, let's be real here. I don't think it's going to be a situation where he walks out of his new office that's probably bare right now and announces to everyone else in the building who's coming in as the head coach. That's not realistic. What is realistic is Ryan Poles will interview these candidates one-on-one. He'll have, hopefully, his own unique set of questions, maybe with some overlap in terms of what the committee was getting at with these coaching candidates as they went through the list. But he's gonna try to determine how he can work with the guy and if their visions sort of align, because that's got to be what they're seeking here. And so today he'll meet with Matt Eberflus, the Colts defensive coordinator, Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn, reached the Super Bowl with the Falcons as a head coach. And I would think you're either looking at a choice from the three guys after that, or he says, you know what, there's candidates X and Y that I'd like to meet with that weren't on the list here.
So, you know, I guess we look at this guy and he's coming in and we, you know, heard good things about him. Do we know anything about his philosophy? Is there any, you know, we know who he worked with, we know where he came from, but do we know about his personal philosophy? And is that one of the things that is going to be crucial to figure out?
Yeah, I think we've got to wait for the Bears to decide to make him available so he can kind of lay that out and explain it. I saw, I was talking to somebody and they said that they'd seen somewhere that Poles, he was an offensive lineman at Boston College, so line play is going to be critical to him. Well, Ryan Pace was a defensive lineman at Eastern Illinois, and I don't think there's a listener out there that would feel great about how he addressed the offensive line through his entire seven-year run. So I don't know that we can really jump to any conclusions with what it's going to look like. You know, the synergy you have in the building between coaches and scouts and coaches works a lot better when you've got a quarterback on the roster named Patrick Mahomes that wears number 15 and you got a head coach like Andy Reid. So there's a lot of difficult decisions to make here. People I've talked to speak very highly of Ryan Poles in terms of being a good evaluator, being a good communicator, being humble, being approachable, having a really sharp eye as a scout. He's walking into a role now that he's never done before, and he's never done anything quite like it. And the first order of business is probably going to be assembling a team of people around him that he can trust, because it's not just hiring a head coach. He's got to put together a staff here, guys.
But the coach is a priority. That's got to be the number one. So let's, Brad, let's quickly, those three guys. Matt Eberflus, that would be an arranged football marriage. Dan Quinn would be, okay, how much stock do you put in the connection with Matt Ryan, Ryan Poles' best friend, who was coached by Dan Quinn, and do you think that connection matters? And thirdly, Jim Caldwell, how do you avoid hiring him without feeling and sending the message that it's history repeating itself?
Yeah, if you could ask legitimate questions, I think, about all of them. I don't, you know, Eberflus, you could say arranged marriage. If Ryan Poles is still in somewhat regular contact with Chris Ballard, who he worked with in Kansas City, maybe they've had conversations over the last 3-4 years about Eberflus, right? I mean, maybe a connection has sort of been formed there in advance. Jim Caldwell did pretty well in Detroit. You know, I talked to Dominic Raiola, the longtime Lions center, a captain over there. I actually worked as an assistant strength coach after his long career was done, and spoke to him yesterday, and he said Jim Caldwell should still be the coach of the Detroit Lions, that you know, he had done that well there, and that's how poorly the Lions had been run. But you look at the record that Detroit had before Caldwell arrived and then since he's left, and it really stands out. And if you take out a 2-14 season that Caldwell had as the head coach in Indianapolis in 2011, when the quarterback had a broken neck, his overall mark as a head coach in the regular season is like 60-36, guys. Now, I get it. He had a really good record to start with because he was paired up with a guy like Peyton Manning. But Caldwell would be interesting. I don't know. The fans that always wanted Lovie Smith to show more reaction, and I think You guys know, you guys remember that happening. Caldwell might be more low-key than Lovey was in terms of just emotion and that type of thing.
Yeah.
But players respond to that.
Jimmy,
you know,
Christmas.
Players, that's what that's one of the things Raul said is, like, you could win a game in overtime or have a heartbreaking loss, and you couldn't tell the difference. And Jim Caldwell after the game, and he said, when you figured out that that's who Jim was, players really started to respond to that.
You know, I think any of these coaches, the guys that they're talking about, it's an interesting pairing with a, you know, 50-year-old and a 36-year-old with, you know, the 65-year-old owner, right? I mean, it's just going to be like a generational issue for whomever they hire, but in a good way.
Yeah, and Dan Quinn, you talk to people around the league and the places that Dan Quinn has been, the players don't like Dan Quinn. They love him.
Right.
Okay. The staff feels the same way. And so when you've got a guy that is able to generate that kind of feeling among a large group of people in a building, they're gonna work their butts off for him. And I thought Dan Quinn did a really nice job of rebounding from the Atlanta situation in Dallas this season. I believe he's going to get another job here. Is it possible? And I'm just throwing this out there, that given Quinn's popularity around the league in terms of, you know, people wanting to work hard for him, that he could walk into a meeting with the Bears today and be able to present what would be a pretty strong staff together, saying, hey, I believe I can bring most of the guys on this list with me. I would wonder if that's something that he would have in his back pocket when he meets with Ryan Poles today.
All right, Brad. So I think that, you know, we're trying to be objective here, and everybody should keep an open mind. But when they hire somebody who does not have experience running an organization and somebody who has very similar credentials than that Ryan Pace had 7 years ago when they hired him, how surprised were you, or was this predictable? Because this is an organization that basically doesn't respect experience when it comes to hiring people for big jobs.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't surprised. I wonder if they sort of went into it with looking to check a lot of the boxes that they checked the last time around. But you know, Poles clearly had to impress him. He had to impress Bill Polian, who has made many, many successful hires in the league. I think I told you this, guys, last week. You know, when they get around to coming out and introducing this guy, they're going to tell you that he blew him away, all these other things. You go on Twitter and you see people saying what a fantastic move it is by the Bears. Time will tell. We'll have an indication in a couple of years. I'm really curious to see if Ryan Poles will share what he believes the vision is for this football team here in the near future, because you look at that roster, you look at the football that was played this past weekend, the Bears don't play that brand of football.
Right.
They haven't in a long time. I don't think they have the personnel to play that kind of football that we just saw this past weekend. I believe this is going to take time. And if Ryan Poles successfully mapped out for George, hey, we've got some heavy lifting to do here. This is going to take a little bit of time. I think the process could play out, and they could get back to playing consistent winning football. If they believe this thing can be rebooted quickly, I think they could run into some problems.
Ryan Pace was given 7 years, and I believe they had one winning season, and it took a while to get to that, and then it kind of deteriorated to .500, and then last year. how long, generally speaking, do general managers get? It's longer than a coach's lifespan. And when you hire a younger guy, I'm sure one of the things that went through his head is, hey, you know, I'll hire one of their coaches and then I get my own pick later down the road, right? I mean, isn't this, especially depending on the coach, isn't this going to be a fairly long run here?
It should be. Now, you saw them move on from Phil Emery after 3 years, but I would think that this guy's position to, you know, you can't have a disaster and this guy go long term here, but he's inheriting a quarterback that he didn't draft. So is the coach. So you figure they get another shot at it there if Justin Fields doesn't become the type of quarterback that the Bears are still hopeful he can become. But yeah, I mean, you got to think most of these GMs are minimum 4 years, 5 years, right in that range. And so I believe it's going to take time for this team to get back to playing consistent winning football. If Aaron Rodgers leaves the division, the NFC North is up for grabs. It's likely the worst division in football, but you're immediately in contention for a playoff spot. Does that mean you could go anywhere? Maybe, possibly. But I think they've got a lot of work to do on this roster, guys. As we know, they're short on some draft capital. They're really short on playmakers on offense, again, when you compare it to what you saw this past weekend. So I'd love to hear what the guy's vision is. Now, sometimes you get these new hires in these positions and they say, well, we're still, you know, we're working on that. They don't really want to deliver the full message. So we shall see.
Brad, 30 seconds. You mentioned we want to hear his vision. When will we hear from Ryan Poles?
I don't know. Obviously, he's full steam ahead in the coaching search right now, David. That's a good question. I would think what they would want to do would be to give both the new GM and the new coach their own sort of day in the sun, right? Like, this day is about you. Possibly they combo them and roll them out together at the same time. I'm not sure, but nothing has been scheduled to this point that I'm aware of.
Great stuff, Brad. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great day, guys.
We're going to bring in Michael Lombardi next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Michael Lombardi.
The mandate has to be, look, until we fix our quarterback position, we're never going to be able to challenge these teams to win because the rules are set up against the monsters of the Midway. We can't dominate games with defense any longer.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Looking at the league from a front office perspective.
Any road will lead you somewhere if you don't know where you're going. And I think ultimately that's one of the biggest problems with the Bears. They're a mom and pop operation, which is wonderful. But they don't ever have an identity. They've lost their identity in terms of here's who we are, what we represent as a football team.
Michael Lombardi, every Wednesday with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score. The Score.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joining the show is Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast available on the Odyssey app. And Michael joins us now on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Good morning to you all. Hope all is well.
We're doing great, and the Bears have a new general manager. They have hired Ryan Poles from the Kansas City Chiefs, and he is a young executive, Ryan P., 36 instead of 37, the last executive they hired with the same initials and the same first name. How much different will this be? What do you know about him, and was it a good hire?
You know, I don't know much. I mean, you know, obviously he's worked for a good organization. He's watched Andy Reid coach his team. He's watched Andy Reid build a roster. So I certainly think that that's something that he's going to take with him. And as he moves forward with it, I think there's no doubt. I mean, we're all products of who we've learned from. And, you know, he's been around good organizations. So he's seen that. You know, he's been with, Andy long enough to see how they've built step by step along the way. So I'm sure he's going to take those lessons and develop them within the framework of being the general manager of the Chicago Bears. It's going to be a challenging job for him at 36. I mean, everybody loves youth. I mean, you know, when John Kennedy became president of the United States, we were in Camelot. Everybody loved youthful leaders. And the first thing that Kennedy did was hire Harold Macmillan, the former prime minister of England, to advise him because he needed some experience. And I think that that's going to be Ryan's case, too. He's going to need to have somebody that he trusts and has experience that's been through this before, whether it's going to be Bill Polian as a consultant or someone else. But I think that's got to happen.
Do you think that will inform his choice for head coach, Michael? Because you look back at 2015, we refer to the Ryan Pace decision. He hired John Fox, whether that was his call or not. They wanted to surround a first-time general manager with the experience of a head coach who had been around the block a little bit. Do you think that will be the case this time around?
It doesn't seem like it. I mean, other than if they hire Jim Caldwell, that would be the case, certainly. But I think they have to hire somebody who's more aligned with the philosophy and the beliefs that Poles comes in with. I mean, that's critical, right? He is going to shape the organization. He's going to give the organization an identity and a philosophy that they desperately need. And that's going to be his number one agenda. His number one agenda isn't finding out who we're going to pick in the fifth round. His number one agenda is going to figure out how we're going to build this team and develop the standards for each position to then lead us to pick somebody in the fifth or fourth round. So to me, I think he's got to partner with somebody that shares that vision, because as we've seen in the National Football League time and time again, when coaches and general managers don't share the vision, it never works.
So, you know, we look at the teams that are left and we wonder how that vision applies to the team here. And, you know, Ryan Poles has a lot of work to do to get this offense up to snuff in terms of competing with other teams Maybe Aaron Rodgers leaves. Maybe the division opens up. There's a lot of possibilities. But how do you fix that without draft picks and coming in with a new gig?
Well, I think you fix it by develop. First thing you got to do is develop a process. You've got to develop a process of how we're going to build the team through your philosophy, right? We're going to sit there and say, okay, we don't have draft picks this year, but we're going to start every asset that we do have. We're going to put in an offensive and defensive lineman. I mean, if we've learned anything in Lambeau Field this weekend is defensive lines win games. I mean, look, the 49ers are not the best team in the secondary, but when you go back and study that tape and watch what that defensive front did, whether it was Armstead, Arden Key inside, Nick Bosa on the outside, they dominated the Packers because they front dominated. And so if that's what you believe football is won by, then you have to start putting all your resources in and start a process of building the team in that direction. And it's not going to be done overnight. It's going to take some time to do it. But you've got to have that one absolute desire to build the team the correct way. And I think that's what Poles must do, and he's got to understand it. There's no quick fixes, right? There's no chance, you know, you're not going to lose 20 pounds in a day. You got to have to take some time to do it, and this is just part of the process. But most importantly, and I can't emphasize this enough, Poles has got to come in and set up that process.
You know, Michael, organizations have traits, and winning ones, you know, that's why people get hired out of winning organizations. But when you look at the Chiefs and Ryan Poles' role in under three different leaders there, what do you think the biggest trait is that he's going to bring to Chicago? What are the Chiefs best known for? Because it's hard to get past, okay, well, you know what? They got Patrick Mahomes, then everything else fell into place after that happened. But how many, you know, how like, you're not going to be able to duplicate that. So what will he bring with him from Kansas City?
Well, I think, you know, he obviously learned a lot from working for Andy Reid, right? And Andy Reid shares one thing about Andy Reid, you know, different than I think Matt Nagy. Andy's a tough guy. And I think Andy has a complete understanding of how to build a team, you know, how his vision of a team. I mean, he won in Philadelphia. You know, he's won in Kansas City. He's going to the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt. And so from that, if Pace paid close attention, he can see through his 12 years there in the role that he played, how he actually made this thing go. He's seen it from, I think he was there when Todd Haley was there. He was a scouting assistant going back to May of 09. So he's seen that, you know, he's been with Pioli. So he's seen a little bit of that, you know, and then obviously he's been with John Dorsey. So he's seen a little bit of that. And now he's been with enough different people to kind of go. But I think philosophically, the most important thing is for him to say, okay, here's what I've learned from Reed. Here's what I learned from Dorsey. And here's how I'm going to do it.
So Michael, among the three candidates, Caldwell, Eberflus and Quinn, who would you hire? Who do you think would fit best with this guy? And we don't know. I mean, but we know who Polian's guy seems to be. We know that that this guy went to Boston College, his best buddies with Matty Ice. Yep. Excuse me, I nearly said Flynn again. And that's Quinn connection. We know he shares the same agent as Eberflus. Does any of that stuff come into play?
You know, I think it does. I think there's certainly, you know, he's got to make sure that he shares the same philosophy. I mean, if he wants to play the Eberflus defense, right, you know, if he wants to play that. Now, that's a Polian base, right? So that's Rod Marinelli, that's Tony Dungy, that's Bill Polian. And that's why I think Eberflus is so strongly involved in the job. He didn't get the Jacksonville job, even though he was interviewed twice there. So I do think that Quinn's also from the Pete Carroll system, but Quinn changed. I think Quinn deserves a lot of credit for changing and adapting. And I think Jim Caldwell steadies the ship. I mean, Jim Caldwell is going to be able to get the players to buy into who he is as a human being and as a leader. And he'll be able to get the attention, as depending on who he can get as his coordinators. I think he'll be able to be the CEO of the football team and then obviously run it from there. So to me, I think it's a lot about what Poles is most comfortable with, his vision of football. You know, like for me, the Eberflus style of defense playing zone, dropping into coverage, running up the field, I don't think that really can withstand the test of time in the National Football League. I think what Quinn did was certainly better in Dallas, but he had unique talent down there that he made it work. So, and Caldwell's, look, he's proven that he's won in Detroit. I mean, he's, you know, he even took Detroit to a playoff game. I mean, he's actually been very 9-7 the year he got fired. I mean, they made a mistake when they let him go. So, you know, if I had to pick, put him in order, I would go Caldwell, I would go Quinn, and then I would go Eberflus.
Is it your sense that that list could grow if he's not happy with any of the three and feel, or feels comfortable working with any of those guys?
I think he should definitely look at different people. I think we wrote this for the Daily Coach about the 37% rule. If these three are the finalists, then he should go interview somebody else. Somebody else that he's comfortable with. I mean, I don't know. You know, he worked with Eric Bieniemy. He's watched Eric Bieniemy work his whole time that he's been there. You know, why doesn't he interview him? Why doesn't he bring him in? I mean, he knows, right? So if he doesn't, he obviously knows something. So you certainly think that. And then I think he obviously has contacts throughout the league. He's been in the league since 2009. He's got to have some coach that he's very comfortable with. Is it Brian Flores? You know, to me, I'd hire Brian. Brian Flores is the perfect fit for Chicago. He's tough. He's going to be defensive. He is going to make sure the offense can function. So to me, I see that. But, you know, I'm not in that chair.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch what's happening here. And I think there is a feeling they're in the end game, and it's going to be one of these guys. And I think, generally speaking, Caldwell's got to have the upper hand just based on what you mentioned. You know, the whole Polian connection, Tony Dungy, they had been talking to. So I think that makes sense. But I don't know the connection between the two of them, right? And I don't know how comfortable he is with him. And you know, I also don't know how much say he has, to be honest with you, Michael. I think that's something that is worthy of consideration.
I think there's no doubt. I think that, you know, when you know, this is a multi-billion dollar franchise, and you're turning it over to a 36-year-old who's never been in that chair before and certainly deserves an opportunity based on his credentials, based on winning, being around a winning team. And I don't want to sound like the old snob guy who only thinks old guys should get jobs, but I do think experience matters in these jobs. I think it does. I think these are a little bit like, you know, I live in this little beach town and I can go in the bay and there's no real bad storms in the bay. But once I get in the ocean, man, it gets a lot harder out there. And there's storms that you've never thought of or prepare for or don't have somebody to help answer them. I can remember being a young guy in Cleveland when Belichick was running the team, and I thought there's no way I could do this job without him because he has way more experience than me, and he understands it, and he's seen all the problems before they happen. So I do think that, you know, that that if you just turn this over to somebody at his age, there's going to be some mistakes along the way. There's no doubt. This is not a job about picking players. This is what I think people miss the boat on completely. This is a job about building an organization. And in the interview, I was told by some reliable people that went through the interview that that's one of the – they kept asking, how would you set up a scouting department? How would you set up this? Which leads me to believe that they've hired him to really help draft players, and they're going to supplement everything else.
If you're Ryan Poles and you're watching what's going on with the offensive trends and the teams that are left – with offensive coaches, can you still hire a quote-unquote defensive head coach?
I think you can because I think you really can because I think you got to be able to understand you need a team of toughness. Your team, if you go back, everybody talks about, and Ryan Poles will talk at his press conference about what's in the future. But if he doesn't understand what happened to the team in the past, he's going to make the same mistakes. And this team didn't have enough toughness under Matt Nagy. They'd rather run triple reverse to get an inch than just run a lead play. I mean, let's just be real honest here. I mean, I've been saying that for 5 years, you know, and Chicago Bear fans have been killing me for it. But that's the reality. They didn't have enough toughness. And if you're in Chicago, you better have toughness. You better have a tough team mentally and physically. And so, to me, I think that's – you got to hire that. And usually that lends itself to a defensive coach. I mean, Andy Reid's an exception as an offensive play caller. He's tough. His teams are tough. Now, he loves trickery, don't get me wrong. But he can hit it. He will run it, and it'll be physical. Some of the other guys that have come from him aren't. And that's a problem when you hire a West Coast coach. You know, they don't care about special teams, i.e. up there in Green Bay, Matt LaFleur. You think he cares about special teams? Of course he didn't. All year long, they were the worst special teams in the league. Never paid attention to it. People want to make him the coach of the year, but doesn't he coach the special teams? I mean, I heard somebody on Pro Football Focus say that he's the best coach in the year by far. And someone asked him the question. They said,
Well, how do you explain Rodgers playing poorly in the game? Well, that was on Rodgers, not the coach. I've lost my mind. I'm lost my mind. Like, that's the job of a head coach, right? So, I mean, this is what you have to get. But, you know, I don't want to sound old and cranky, but I just think we have devalued the head coach and we've devalued the general manager so much that it's hard to understand it.
Michael, awesome stuff as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider Calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on the Odyssey app. There's a lot there. We'll get to it at the top of the hour. We got Joe O next. We're going to make you some money. Mully and Haw on the Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Money, money, money.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Joe Ostrowski. He joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Morning, fellas. Very excited about the Ryan P. hire. Wonder if George considered Ryan Filippi or anybody with RP.
Joe, were you more excited?
Is no longer with us.
That Ryan Poles was hired. Were you more excited on that day or the day Ryan Pace was fired? Pair.
Oh, the firing. Yeah. The fire. It was just relief because those dirty rumors that we were hearing about him failing up in the organization, which would have shocked none of us if that would have happened. Just take that office over there. You don't have to talk to the public anymore. I think we all bought into that was actually possible with the state of the organization. But I don't know. I don't know. You guys have been talking about it all morning. And I thought Dustin made a very fair point, which is, okay, we have these GM hires, and a lot of times we judge the hire by what the bosses do, but we don't know what the opinion of some of the scouts, what Ryan Poles was on some of these hits in the draft or in free agency, in all walks of life. We have bosses, and you know, it's not fair when you're judged by what your boss does. Like, you learn along the way. Like, okay, I like what this guy does. I don't like what this guy does. And, you know, in radio, I think back to my years producing Murph.
Oh, you're beautiful. This segment with Joe Ostrowski brought to you by PointsBet. All right, Joe. How much do the odds on the coaches change? You know, I think we had seen Jim Harbaugh, we had seen Brian Daboll. Where is it now?
Yeah, so unfortunately, most of the teams that have a vacancy right now, the odds have been pulled down. After the Bears, it became official that they made their hire at GM. Those odds were pulled down. Now, what we've seen over the last couple of weeks is the favorite has changed three different times based on speculation, based on the news. It started with Brian Flores as the heavy favorite at plus 130, a little better than even money. And then the Bills pitched their perfect game, and then Brian Daboll got a lot of steam. So then he became the favorite. And before the odds were pulled down yesterday, Jim Caldwell was the slight favorite over Daboll and Flores. Flores has been there all along. Now, I'm curious how this is going to be when they're reposted. Is Dan Quinn going to be one of those top three guys? Is Eberflus, based on the news, going to be one of those top three guys? And if you are paying close attention, if you're listening to the Score constantly, getting all the updates, there are opportunities. So, for instance, in Jacksonville, all signs point to Leftwich being the guy now. Last night, you could have found Leftwich to be the Jaguars' head coach at 2-1 for a couple of hours with all that news sitting out there. So the books aren't as quick to adjust with these sorts of props.
How about Vegas and the Vikings? Because those are two very interesting jobs, and that they have changed in terms of the tenor of that kind of conversation.
Yeah, so Vegas, it's consistently, all the chatter has been about Jim Harbaugh. And it seems like they're not going to make any sort of move until they get official word on what Harbaugh's going to end up doing there. So, yeah, I mean, that's a big one. And of the ones that are still posted, Flores is a favorite for Houston. I'd imagine that'd be his last option. So we'll see if the Texans make a move sometime soon. Now, there is a gap with Minnesota here. They have Todd Bowles as the favorite at plus 200, Dan Quinn as a second favorite at plus 450. That would be interesting to go with a defensive coach back-to-back seasons. We mentioned Raiders and Harbaugh. He's the favorite there at plus 200. Bisaccia is the second favorite at plus 300. It feels like at this point that would be a surprise for them to go back there. Vance Joseph, the favorite to land the Dolphins gig, and those are all the prop bets for the next head coach that are posted at the moment.
What about the games? Let's talk football. Let's talk moneymakers. Let's talk where the big dollars sit.
All right. Let's go on the AFC side. The point spread is 7, and the news with this one, guys, is the total keeps on climbing. On Sunday night, it opened at 50.5. That has gone up 4 full points, which is wild. That is not based on injury. That is just based on where the sharp money is going. They are all betting on the over, and I understand why. We just saw this matchup, and it was 34-31 Cincinnati. They were a 4-point underdog, and the total was only 51.5 there. In that game, Burrow balled out, 446 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Chase with 266 yards and 3 touchdowns. Now, on that Chiefs side, they're right there. They put up 31 points in the game, and they got nothing from Tyreek Hill and Kelce. That's not going to happen again. I mean, Kelce was just coming off the COVID list. I believe he was on that list for 10 days. The Chiefs sacked Burrow 4 times in that game, and we all remember what happened on Sunday with Burrow getting sacked 9 times by Tennessee. It's still pulling out the victory. What we've seen in the playoffs so far, one interesting note, is that the point spread has not mattered. What I mean by that is when the favorite wins, they're covering all of these games. And when the underdog's in the game, they're covering, they're winning all of those. On the San Francisco side, it is the LA Rams favored by 3.5. And this one surprises me. Next few days, you'll continue to hear about, oh, it's so hard to beat a team 3 times. And all of that is certainly valid. But one thing that we do know over the last 3 years, Shanahan owns McVay. It has been a sweep in the last 3 seasons, 7-3 straight up, 7-3 against the spread for Shanahan. He hits at about 60% when he's an underdog, like he is in this spot. We remember in week 18, San Francisco came back to win 27-24 in overtime. LA got out to a 17-0 lead. They had a chance to knock them out, right? Knock them out of the playoffs in that game. They were unable to do so. I like San Francisco getting more than a field goal. By the time we get to Sunday, I'm not sure that it's going to sit there. I think we might get down to 3. So I like the over in the AFC game. I like San Francisco in the NFC one.
How about Aaron Rodgers? The Packers aren't playing, but where will he be playing next year? What are the odds?
Yeah, so I was surprised to see this. You could find it some offshore websites. They had posted, Aaron Rodgers, will he be with the Packers week 1 in 2022? And no is the heavy favorite at minus 225. And we know about all the issues. We've heard for a year this is probably going to be his last season, and it would be glorious if Robbie Gould sends him out on his way as they're cursing him out, or the Packers on the field on Saturday night. But I don't understand. It must be so bad. Why would you leave the NFC North right now? Getting 2 new head coaches, it is one of the worst divisions, unless you're going to the NFC East. I mean, you want to go to the AFC West? You want to face Mahomes a couple times? Herbert? You want to go to the AFC in general? Josh Allen? Burrow now on the scene? What he's done in his first full season? Reaching the AFC Championship? I would stay in Green Bay if I were him.
Have the odds changed in terms of the Bulls making the playoffs, Joe?
Oh, man. That's. So let's check on that. They are 4.5-point favorites tonight against Toronto. And really, with these Bulls games, you have to wait until the last minute with all the injury information, and guys right. are resting. Now the win total has been dropping. They have live win totals throughout the season, so they keep on updating it. It's at 48.5 for the Bulls. And they are still huge, huge favorites to make the playoffs. Minus 2,500, yes. Plus 1,100, no. So 11-1 on the no. the odds certainly expect that they will make the playoffs, but it is starting to drop a little bit, and it's really tight with the teams that are just below them in the standings. If you bet them on Monday, I'm sorry. I mean, they were up by 28.
Unbelievable.
28 Unbelievable. In the late third quarter, 17 in the fourth quarter. They're up by four. OKC calls a timeout. Muscala hits a three at the buzzer. Bulls win by one. They were favored by 1.5. Brutal.
That's unbelievable. It's like the worst beat ever. They just let the guy have the three, too. It was like, yeah, it doesn't matter. It matters to some of us.
Somebody, yeah.
Yes. With the Bulls favored by only 1.5, and you see LaVine, Vucevic out there, you know people were coming in heavy with the Bulls against OKC. That's brutal.
That's awesome. Joe, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
That is Joe Ostrowski. Always a joy to talk to our friend Joe. And we're going to pick apart some of the stuff that Michael Lombardi said. We'll do that next. We'll talk Bears head coaches. Has the messaging changed? Mully and Hall on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.